Well, he is Lord. Oh, yeah. My God, I said that. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. He is the greatest man in the universe. He is God. Beside him, there is no other. He is Alpha and Omega, first and the last, beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He's the righteous king. He's the great judge. He's the stem of Jesse. He's the stone hewn out of the mountain. He's a meek and humble lamb. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Makadash, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah, yeah, Jehovah Rapha. That's who he is. He's my buckler. He's my soon-coming king. He's my day spring from on high and my day's man. Yes, he is. He's my kinsman redeemer. He's my everything. He's the very reason that I woke up. He's my laying down and my getting up. He's the air I breathe. He's the strength of my legs and the strength of my life. He's my light and my salvation, the great shepherd. Yes, he is the gate. He is the door. He is the window. He is everything. And we bless him today. We glorify him for his goodness, his mercy, and his favor. Pastor Butler, can you give me 5 minutes of praise? Just loving on him, 5, 7, 8 minutes of just loving on him, glorifying him, thanking him, exalting him. And then we will go from there, and I'm going to go straight and do some prayer points. But I just want to spend, like I said, about 7 or 8 minutes just loving on God, telling him who he is, thanking him for what he's done. It's in your hands, Pastor Butler. Glory.
Yes, sir. More grace, Pastor, and great is our God and greatly to be praised. The city of our God and the mountain of his holiness. The Bible said, beautiful for situations, the joy higher of the whole earth is Mount Zion, the size of the north, the city of the great king. Amen. The psalmist David said, make a joyful noise, O ye lands, unto the Lord. He said, serve him with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who have made us and not we ourselves. Let's go before him and celebrate his presence. Amen. Let's celebrate his, amen, bless God, presence, his power, and his glory. Father, in the matchless name of his majesty, our Savior, King of King and Lord of Lord, the only potentate, you alone who only has immortality, that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach into. We honor you, we bless you, and we do with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your majestic name, because you have done great things for us, wherein we are glad. Let the people praise you now, God. Let all the people praise you from the rising of the sun, even now as the sun goes down. We lift you up because your name is wonderful, it's mighty, it's magnificent, it's marvelous, it's altogether lovely, and we bless you. Why? Because you are the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. That's who you are, and we adore you. We bless you, Father. Thank you for another day that you have kept us from the hand of the enemy. You have stayed the Lord Jesus, every Lord satanic attack, every Lord Jesus thing that the enemy tried to conjure up. We give you praise that you nullified it, things we were ignorant of. Oh, God, why did you do it? You did it. Oh, that men would praise you for your goodness and your wonderful work toward the children of men. We want to stop and say, bless you. We bless the Lord with all our soul and all that's within us. We bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And we forget not all your benefits. Hallelujah. How you forgive us our iniquities and heal all our diseases. We bless you with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. Hey, unto your wonderful mighty name. God, we lift you up. Hallelujah. We give you glory and praise and honor, for our help coming from the Lord was made in heaven and earth. Surely you will not suffer our foot to be moved. Hallelujah. You that keep us will neither slumber, neither sleep. And for that, we owe you praise. We owe you praise for the magnificent things that you have done. Your works are marvelous, not to be compared with anything. God, when we consider the moon, the stars, hallelujah, the angelic hosts, when we consider even the ability to breathe oxygen in the air, hallelujah, when we consider, Lord Jesus, oxygen in the water and water itself, every creature that's land beneath the deep, oh God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Hiya! Or the son of man that you visit here. Thank you for making us a little lower than Michael, Gabriel, Sinclair, Raphael, and all the heavenly hosts. Every angel, God, that you put up in a special place. For which of the angels did you say at any time, sit at your right hand till you make your inner hey, your footstool? We praise you because, Lord, you loved us. And you said you did it with an everlasting love. You redeemed none of the angels. But God, we thank you today for redemption. We thank you today for being mindful of us. Thank you today, God, for loving on us when we didn't love ourselves. Thank you today, God, for giving us praise in our spirit to exalt you. Father, we wouldn't know you except you revealed yourself to us, except you showed yourself mighty, when you flex your muscles and fold your weight around. Hallelujah. And you did it in our behalf. Why, all that men would praise you for your goodness and your wonderful works toward the children of men. We bless you with the fruit of our lips, and we say, be thou magnified, be glorified, thou matchless wonder, be glorified. Hallelujah. Thou that don't know and inhabit eternity, thou that walks on the clouds of the air, hey, by the name of Jah, be glorified. For Lord Jesus Christ, you said the clouds of the air are the dust of your feet. Oh, God, stir up something, thou mighty one, thou King of kings. Glory to God. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We lift you up. Oh, Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Hallelujah. We bless you. It's a good thing for us to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness. Hallelujah, in the morning, and by faithfulness every night. God, we're showing it now. We're magnifying you now before we ask anything, before we, Lord Jesus, make any, Lord Jesus, supplication, before we make any request, before we, Lord Jesus Christ, ask for anything. We want to let you know we appreciate, we celebrate. Hallelujah. We magnify you for the great thing that you have already done, for you have done great things. Things were up. Hey, man, we're glad. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for breakthroughs. Thank you for keeping us in perfect peace. Hallelujah, when we keep our minds on you. Thank you for giving us hope. Hallelujah, for you said to him that's joined to all the living, there's hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we give you praise, Lord. If it had not been for you on our side, surely we'd have been consumed. Therefore, we enter into your gates. Hey, hey, with thanksgiving, hey, glory. Thank you for my grandchildren, our babies, our mothers, our fathers. Thank you, Lord, for husbands and the wives. Thank you for God, Jesus, grace resting and being wrapped around our neck as a garment. Thank you, Lord, he that keepeth us, neither slumber nor sleep. God, you are a keeper. So we shall say boldly, hallelujah, if you be for us, hey, who can be against us? All we lift you up. You are magnificent. You are excellent. absolutely magnanimous. You are marvelous in all your works. Mighty are thy works. Hallelujah. And that our soul knoweth right early that you are great and a great king among the people. Humble Oshata. So God, we come now and we say thank you. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for the saints of God. Thank you for the mothers in the church. Thank you for the leaders that really love you. Thank you for all those who have commit their way to you, trust in you, and let you bring it to pass. We thank you today that you've given us the opportunity, the privilege, and the honor to come boldly before your throne. Father, thank you for stretching the royal scepter out. And we come, hallelujah, with a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer to you the sacrifices of praise, of joy, of honor, hallelujah, of majesty. And we decree and we declare there's none like you in all the earth. You are marvelous in all your ways, in the mighty, matchless, majestic, magnificent, magnanimous, hallelujah, marvelous name of his majesty, Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me, in Jesus' name be glorified. Yeah.
It is my desire to put a stir, a passion, higher, a hunger for prayer, a desire to pursue God, and to understand that if there's going to be any kind of breakthrough in your life, listen to me, every person under the sound of my voice who is talking to me, who is on this call, every person who's listening right now. When I got on here, with over 900. I'm not sure how many anymore. Sister Joy used to send it to me every so many minutes. She's a little off a job these days. But anyway, I want you to hear me by the Spirit of God. And I want you to understand what I'm saying to you so you can hear me and get the revelation of exactly what I'm about to say. I need you to understand by revelation that just because God says something doesn't mean it's going to happen. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1, the word of the Lord. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. That's the prophecy. That's the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is that rain is coming. The word of the Lord is that a breakthrough is coming. A healing is coming. A turnaround is coming. The word of the Lord is your son will be free. Your daughter will be delivered. The word of the Lord is money is getting ready to overtake you. That more is getting ready to hit your business and hit your life and hit your ministry. That's the word of the Lord. But just because it was prophesied doesn't mean it's going to come to pass. God sent the rain, but just because God said it doesn't mean it was going to happen. Elijah understood that there are rules of engagement. And the Bible lets us know that even though that word was given in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1, when you get to verse 41, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and cast himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. Whenever you need a breakthrough, whenever you need something to break and shift in your life, whenever something has been on hold, that's one way that I pray. I put my face between my knees. And the Bible declares, he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. Now, the prophecy was that it was going to rain. That was the word of the Lord. God had already sent the rain in the spirit because everything is already done. How do you know God has sent the rain in the spirit? Because Elijah heard the rain before it ever was raining. So he heard something in the spirit that had not yet manifested in the natural. And you must understand that just because it has happened in the spirit doesn't mean it's going to happen in the natural. Psalm 119:89, Thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in the heavens. That thing could be done in the spirit. You could be married in the spirit. You can be prosperous in the spirit. You can be walking in the fulfillment of everything that God has said. All of that things have, all of those things, I'm sorry, has already been accomplished in the spirit. But if they are going to manifest in the natural, somebody got to give themselves to prayer. Elijah understood that, and he prayed. And look at what your Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 18. Hey, he said he prayed and told his servant, go up and look. And the servant said, I don't see nothing. And look at what he said. He said, go again. But look what he told him. Go again seven times. He understood seven is the end of a cycle. There are 7 days in a week. Seven is God's perfect number. There are 7 days. All right? That's a cycle. 7 days. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot, get thee down, that the rain don't stop. And it came to pass meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was great rain. Do you understand what that just showed us? That shows me in James chapter 5, it said Elijah was a man of like passion, just like us. He prayed for it not to rain, but then he prayed for it to rain. The antidote for anything happening in your life is prayer. The antidote for a shift, for a turnaround, for a breakthrough, for a release of your money, the antidote for the release of your children, for that yoke to get off of your daughter, for that yoke to get off of your son, for that power, that stronghold, to get off of your things that belong to you. The antidote is prayer. But the spirit of slumber has arrested us. It has arrested the church. And the reason your affliction is getting worse, because you won't pray. The reason your situation is not turning, because you won't pray. The reason you can't find yourself in a greater dimension is because you won't pray. True intercession has nothing to do with time. It's not about praying 4 hours. It ain't about praying 2 hours. But it's continually touch heaven until something happens. And I'm telling you that God got us on this line because you got to increase in your prayer. It ain't about you. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about the purpose of God. It's about the plan of God being done in the earth. When you pray for the kingdom, you're going to get results. Anything that opposes the will of God, God's going to move it out of the way. Do you get that? God wants your son delivered. God wants your daughter set free. I feel an anointing for children. God wants your business to prosper because God wants to network with your business to send more. Jesus networked with Peter's business, hey, in order to get the gospel out. God wants your business to increase. God wants you to have favor. God wants you to have everything that belongs to you. And anything that stands in the way of that, he's ready to move it. But he cannot move it until somebody pray. We are getting ready to pray right now. I told you, in the morning, things that you want to come to you, you pray. Things that you want to go away from you, in the evening, when the sun is setting, those are the prayers you pray. We are praying right now. An end of every battle, every attack, everything that the enemy keeps messing with you, we command it to come to an end. Psalm 79 say, may the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. We're commanding an end of every battle. Raise your right hand. Hey, 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 Basha. Hey, my God, I feel the anointing. Raise your right hand. And hey, my God, I feel Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus, every battle in my life, long battle in my life, I command it now, come to an end. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we know by revelation, we know that we have the power to decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, in Jesus' name, there are battles that we have fought for too long. There are attacks that have come against us for too long. There are warfares and battles that are desiring to make us weaker and weaker, while the powers of darkness get stronger and stronger. But by divine authority, by the power of the blood, by the blood of the covenant, I command every battle to come to an end. Okay? I command an end of every battle, every health battle, every financial battle, every battle legal, every legal battle that any individual is fighting on this call. I command that battle to come to an end. Any battle in our health, any battle in our body, any battle in our emotions, any battle in our will, any battle in our feet, in our legs, in our prayer life, we command those battles to come to an end. Every battle in the life of my family, in the life of my mother, in the life of my father, in the life of my sister, my brothers, my children, nephews and nieces, I command every battle to come to an end. Every battle with addiction, every battle, hey, with perversion, every battle with anger, every battle with lust, every battle with pride, every battle with envy and jealousy and insecurity, I command those battles to come to an end. Every battle against my life, every battle of witchcraft, every battle of the wizard, of the warlock, hey, Shanta, Hoba, CK, Levandola Kutaya, I stand in the gap and I command the battle to come to an end. Every financial battle, every legal battle, every unnecessary battle, every battle against my future, against my legacy, against my destiny, against my reputation, every battle against KCC, every battle against Charlotte, against Houston, against Jacksonville, I command that battle come to an end, come to an end, come to an end, come to an end, come to an end. I command those battles to end now. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and pray. Leba. Shatolomo, Levanda Le Kitaya, La Kadulibie, Levanda Losaya, Valilibianca Talama, Roma de Bakushe, Mankadi, Minkadidi Bikikonanomosa, hey, Halabo, Shatileme, Levanca Ladiosa, hey, Halaba, Handolaboho, Munie, Mandeleba, we command it to end, we command it to end, we command it to stop, hey. Hey, I command every prolonged battle to come to an end. Every prolonged battle concerning my health, concerning my healing, concerning the deliverance of my children, concerning my family. I command an end of every prolonged battle concerning my finances, concerning my church, concerning my home. I command an end to every prolonged battle. I command an end to every contention, to every conflict. I command it to come to an end. I command a breakthrough. I command a turnaround. I command a breakout. I command deliverance. Hey, pray. Hey, I feel something breaking. Hey, shut up. Ho, Mika, Likanda Lobo Soto, Robo Satu, Mikanda. I command an end to every battle with my temper, with my attitude, with my mouth. I command an end to the spirit of poverty in my life. I command an end to every spell, to every hex, to every vex, to every enchantment, to every scheme, to every plot. Hey, come to an end, 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 in the name of Jesus. Kosha. Y'all better stop just listening to me pray and pray. Some of y'all ain't praying. You don't get what I say. You get what you say. You got to pray with authority. My God, if you were to see me praying, my God, you'll see sweat pouring all out of me because I'm in a war. Hey, I'm in a war. We're going to pray one more prayer. Olobo Shanda, we're going to command a performance. We're going to command a performance. We're going to command a bababobo shaba. Elebanda labasi. Ila lebekondolo kutaya. We are going to command a performance. We are going to command a performance of the word of the Lord concerning our life. We're going to command the performance. We're going to declare that every prophecy that came from God, every good word, we are commanding a performance. We are commanding a manifestation of every word hanging over our life, every word that is written in the heavens. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I speak from the heavens and command a performance. Command a performance. I command a performance. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Hey, Mesha. Hey, Likabo. Ho, Mikele Bashata. Lay, Mandalosa. Hey, Milabaka. Father, I command the performance of every prophecy that is hanging over my life since I was a child. Every word spoken over my life, every good word, every good prophecy, every good thing spoken over my life from my childhood. Father, by divine authority, I command the performance. I command the manifestation of every word that you've spoken concerning KCC. Father, you gave me a vision of a man writing a check for $1 million. I command that prophecy to manifest now. Now, now, Masha. Hey, Marco Shaba. Maki, Likan Kalama, Lukuli Mikikankele Beklesola Ukupasa, Lizunza, Lizunza Zushi Zizi Dejeba, La Vuli Bikriti Bik Akapa, Le Kapele Kalestele, Lantanuni Ipadosa, La Kabaya, Paya, 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 Paya. I command the manifestation. Hey, hey, y'all better pray. I feel something. I command the manifestation. And every prophecy, every promise, everything you've spoken over my life since I was a child, every good word you've spoken over KCC Houston, you've spoken over KCC Charlotte, you've spoken over KCC Jacksonville, every good word you've spoken over my children, you've spoken concerning my marriage, concerning my future, my destiny, my legacy, my reputation, my name, I declare that there shall be a performance. Hey, 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 Masha. Hey, we declare that there shall be a manifestation, and it will not take long. I am decreeing by summertime, I will see a manifestation of the promises that you've spoken over my life. Every prophetic word that was given to me, every prophetic word spoken over my life, every good word spoken over my children, over my health, over my destiny, over my finances, over my credit. Father, by divine authority, I command, I command, I command, I command, I command, I command, I command a manifestation. Hey, Masha, hey, Mikata, Lebaso, Lubokuta, Lemandelebekiza, Ziva de Buushi, Ribisituni Miankalado, Robosatuni Manda. Hey, 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 Shata, hey, Vikasha, Nemandalohoba, in the name of Jesus. Kushebe, Eba, Abashatia, Andolobosi, Ilelelebelebandele Balabosu, the Bashakani, Mika, Mika, Mikama, Mika Nini Miki Ambala de Bosa, Ele, and there shall be a manifestation. Everybody under the sound of my voice. Everybody under the sound of my voice. Everybody under the sound of my voice. Olobo Shande. Ene mandele bakuta. Lakile mandolobosa. Eba sike bebe she. Elobo soto lele mandalabasa. Ele mandoloboku la labasa tile me. There's about to be an abundance of rain. There's about to be a manifestation. You that are on this call, I'm going to say it again. And I know I keep saying things over and over and over and over again. But I say them because I want you to get it. I want you to get this by the Spirit of grace, and I don't want you to miss it. I need you to understand. Mala, Lebekota, you got to get out of your emotions, because your emotions are only a record of your past. Listen to me while I'm talking to you. Just give me 2 minutes of your time. God is getting ready to do something so big, so profound, so powerful, so outrageous in your life that you don't have time to be in your emotion.
You've got to be led by the Spirit. A lot of people think Prophet Karn is insensitive. I am not insensitive. I am not dominated by my emotions, because your emotions are a record of your past. And if your emotions are what's driving your thoughts, then you are thinking in the past. Did you get that? The only reason you are feeling the way you feel is based on something that you went through that you already experienced. Whatever you experienced, your emotions recorded it. And your emotions is a record of what you went through. So anytime your emotions are driving your thoughts, you are thinking in the past. You cannot think greater than how you feel. You can't. You are not. The reason you can't is because your emotions are the driving force of your thoughts. So if my thinking has something to do with my destiny, as a man thinketh, so is he. If my thinking has to do with my destiny, but I'm always thinking in the past, the only thing I'm doing is creating more past. My God, that's the bumper, that's powerful, what I just said. I said, if your thoughts have something to do with your destiny, as a man thinketh, so is he. And all you do is think in your past. All you're doing is creating more past situation. So you wonder, why do I keep getting hurt? Because all you think about is what happens if I get hurt. So when it manifests, don't get mad at the hurt. Get mad at your thoughts, because your thoughts manifested what you kept thinking on, which was your past. And your thoughts or your emotions is a record of that. As a result, your body becomes the mind of your emotions. So now you experiencing things in your body. Genes don't create sickness. Genes don't create disease. It is proven that no matter what your mother's genes were, no matter what your daddy's genes were, no matter what your grandmother's genes were, you do not have to have what they have if you change the environment. If you change the environment, you send a signal to your gene to make you the exception. I prophesy over your life this year that you will take on the anointing of exemption. Others will suffer, but you won't. Others will die, but you won't. Others will lose their mind, but you won't. You are the exception. I feel the anointing. I'm challenging every person. I didn't say some of you. I said every one of you. My God, I feel the anointing just literally pouring out of my body. I feel Jesus talking through me right now. I feel the spirit of revelation resting upon me now. And I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice, man, woman, boy, girl, sister, to sow a seed right now of $18.41. Because you're getting ready to hear the sound of an abundance of rain. It's about to rain. This is going to be a season of manifestation. You're going to $PBCJR, $KingdomCityCulture, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. You are sowing right now while this anointing is flowing, and Jesus is literally talking through me. You are going and sowing a seed right now of $18.41. Every man, woman, boy, girl, sister, friend, you're sowing $18.41. Sow it, my brother. Sow it, my sister. Sow it at Kingdom City Culture. Sow it at PBCJR. Sow it on the website. Mail it in. But while this anointing is flowing, I thank you that you are moving now. We are not praying in the morning. We're praying in the evening. This week, we're praying in the evening. Ele malabashatileme. Lebandi libikidala hazaya. Zalolobo. Rokodibuku bukubusha. Ribisituri mikikente lelemanda lolababa biasa. Ilobo shakelemanda. All this week, all today, the rest of the day, commanding into every battle.
So for an end of the battle and command the performance of everything that God has spoken over your life, there shall be a performance. Hey, my shati la mandolobosa. I feel the anointing. I say, meke mandolobo kuta. Ilelebe shetele mandala kuzaya. Ilelebasha. Sister Joy, the Lord is telling me there's a woman on this call. I prayed for her before. I know from prophetic words that God has given me. Her name is Sister Denisha. Her name is Sister Denisha. And it may be like a Gillette, I'm not sure. I need to speak to her. There's a very strong instruction, and I can give it to her. I'm going to pray about it for another couple of hours. But then find her, send her an email, or Sister Gillette, you send an email to the ministry, Prophet Brian Karn, yahoo.com, or Prophet Brian Karn 61, Yahoo, Prophet Brian Karn, the number 61, at yahoo.com, whatever you have to do. But I'm hearing a very strong word for you. And I'm going to tell you that God's going to give me an instruction to give you. And it's a very strong instruction. But if you honor the word of the Lord, you'll see a miracle manifest in your life. I just prophesied to a woman in KCC, dear sister, loves the Lord, gave her prophetic word. She obeyed it. And the month, just like God said it, it came to pass. God don't tell lies. Your mama do, but God don't. God's a man of his word. Are y'all listening to me? He's faithful, he's righteous, and he's a covenant-keeping God. And I'm challenging everybody not to miss this. This week is going to be powerful. May 13th, I believe that is, we'll be in Chicago. And guess what we're in Chicago for? We're in Chicago for the Underground Prayer Revival. Everybody get there. Don't miss it. Come on to Chicago and get you some pizza, some hot dogs, so you can come on and pray and beat the devil down. That's $PBCJR. That's Kingdom City Culture. That's BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. Sow your seed in faith now. Don't miss this. $18.41 for your children. Amen. For your family. Hey, for your husband. Command it. Decree it. Your business is getting ready to see a manifestation. Oba Shakalamande. Adidibio Solo. Uloloboku tantala malie, e lelebe shekelele bandala basia, ilelele andala balabo shakalama. You are blessed today. You are favored. Listen, get on this line. We have 990 people, 990 people on this line today, which means somebody ain't on here that needs to be on here. Go to BrianKarn.com. Sign up for the Underground Prayer Movement. Go on the website and leave testimonies. I need to know what God is doing. Send a testimony. Tell me what happened today. Some of you got breakthroughs today. I want to see it. I want to read it. So let's trust God and believe by faith. Yay! The breakthrough that's getting ready to manifest in your life. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. And watch what God is about to do. I feel this thing. Ah! Bashanda. I'll see you tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Watch what God is about to manifest in your life. You are blessed. More grace.